Today's scripture reading is from Hebrews chapter 5, verse 7 to 10. During the days of Jesus' life on earth, he offered up prayers and petitions with fervent cries and tears to the one who could save him from death, and he was heard because of his reverent submission. Son though he was, he learned obedience from what he suffered, and once made perfect, he became the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him, and was designated by God to be high priest in the order of Melchizedek. This is the word of the Lord. You may be seated.
Happy Father's Day to all the fathers. Can you hear me? Happy Father's Day. And make sure you treat your father well. Take them out for dim sum today. A few weeks ago, at the men's group, what we have been studying a series of videos called Authentic Manhood. So a couple of weeks ago, we watched one video. So I actually encourage all the brothers, men, and not just the father, the son, to come to join our brothers group first Saturday of each month. Learn how to be a real man. So I think this is an interesting topic. So all the wife, make sure you send your husband there. It's actually good for you as well. So make sure you force them to come. So we, in that video, we learn about for a child, the thing that they seek most, the desire the most from father, where it's about authentic manhood. So the focus is on father and son, not just the father and the son. So don't say that I'm still too young. So you can come and join us. So in that video, we learn about a child decide the most from his father or her father is love. And the best that the father can give to his children, a child, is again also love. And then we went on to explore this topic. We all seek love from our father. Today is Father's Day. So we all seek love from our father, but it is more even important that we seek love from our heavenly father, our creator. In this media age, now it's AI age, a lot of people spend, especially young people, maybe I shouldn't say especially young people, I guess a lot of people, spend a lot of time on the social media, talking to AI, and trying to find attachment, belonging through the media. So to prepare this sermon, because my topic, my title is AI, please. Right? So I asked AI, can you pray for me? I'm preaching this Sunday. So I type in this question. And then AI replied, said, sorry, I cannot pray for you, but I can write you a prayer. I said, that's no good. I really need some prayer this Sunday. So I'm trying to make it hard for the AI. So tell me why you cannot pray for me since you are so powerful. So this is the answer from AI. This is a very interesting and profound question. The main reason is that in most religious traditions, prayer is understood as a genuine communication and relationship between a person and God. As AI, I have no faith, no consciousness, no soul, and no relationship with God. I do not worship. I do not trust. I do not hope. and I do not experience God's presence. Therefore, I cannot truly pray to God like a human. But what I can do for you, if you want, I can write you a prayer, and then you have to pray it yourself. AI cannot replace our mediator, our high priest. Our high priest is the one who connects us to our Heavenly Father. So on Father's Day, let's go back to this scripture. What does Hebrews chapter 5 teaches us about the high priest mediator? We need a mediator to go to our Heavenly Father. So in Hebrews chapter 5, verse 1, the author started saying, "For every high priest taken from among men is appointed on behalf of men in things pertaining to God, in order to offer both gifts and sacrifices for sins." So the author Hebrews started from the human priest from the Old Testament. Every priest is taken from man. It is from man, but of course they don't have AI in those days. So you may ask, would this change today? Would the Bible offer tells that you can actually go to use this AI? But every priest, high priest, taken from among men. So it's from people, from it's a human, from one of us. And the next verse is really interesting, I find. We all expect this priest, even though it's from man, from people, would be of some high powerful authority. Has to be a person of power, can speak with power. But really interesting, when we look at verse 2. So this priest, he can deal gently with the ignorant and misguided, since he himself also is beset with weakness. Why does the Bible author have to mention this? We're expecting a powerful, maybe not like the president of our country next door, right? But we do expect someone who is powerful, strong, right? But here, the author telling us God chose someone to be our mediator. Priest is a mediator that bring us to God. We human, we man, we people, we cannot go to God directly in the Old Testament. So we have to go through a God-selected upon the priest. But this priest, he can deal gently with our weaknesses. But he himself also being weak, also have to be a gentle. So Jesus was not a harsh judge, but a gentle healer. God chose for us not just a powerful leader, but someone who can understand us, a gentle. So I find this is interesting. So the author here highlighted this. Not only that this is coming from God, but he has to be gentle, understand our weaknesses. And then the author moves on to verse 3. "And because of it, he is obliged to offer sacrifices for sins. And as for the people, so also for himself." Also for himself. So even Aaron, God appointed the priest in the Old Testament, he himself also is a sinner. He himself also have to offer sacrifices for himself, for his own sin. So this priest's job is to be a mediator, to reconcile us with God, to offer sacrifices for us, for our sins, so that we can come and meet our Heavenly Father. And this peace is not just by anybody, and no one takes the honor to himself, but receives it when he is called by God, even as Aaron was. So this priest was chosen, appointed by God. But this priest is also a gentle, someone who understands us, even though he himself have to repent, even though he himself is also a sinner. So Ai is not a person, it's not chosen by God, and he cannot repent. I guess it's not a person, doesn't have to repent. He may get sued, but he cannot repent. But God today has prepared a higher priest than Aaron for us, a priest that is more powerful. This high priest is Christ himself. And then we move on to verse 5. So the author is quoting from Psalms. From Psalms 2, verse 7. So also Christ did not glorify himself so as to become a high priest. But he who said to him, "You are my son, today I have begotten you." It's from Psalm chapter 2, verse 7. So Jesus himself is chosen, selected by God to be the high priest. And he is from a different genealogy, verse 6 of Hebrew, which is now the author is quoting from Psalms 110, verse 4. Just as he says also in another passage, Psalms 110 and verse 4, "You are a priest forever according to the order of Melchizedek," which is a different genealogy than Aaron. So I will talk more about this next time in chapter 7. So this high priest Christ is also chosen by God. And this high priest Christ is coming from a different flow as Aaron, as human. He's from a different because he's God himself. In the days, and then we move on to verse 7. And then the author emphasize of today's passage is actually on verse 7. We all know that Christ is God in flesh, and he came to this world as the Word in the beginning, and come to save us, to provide us, to complete for us this salvation. But in the days of his flesh, while he is on the earth as a human, he's fully man and also fully God. In the days of his flesh, he offered up both prayers and supplications with loud crying and tears to the one able to save him from death, and he was heard because of his piety. So the emphasis of today's message, the emphasis of today, that Jesus as a high priest, as a mediator between man and God, to bring us back to our Heavenly Father, that he is weak, not strong. He has emphasized, in the days of his flesh, he offered up both prayers and supplications with loud crying and tears. It's kind of a bit strange, isn't it? We want our leader to be strong, right? To be powerful. Our Savior has to be strong to save us. But here, the author is telling us that Jesus, we know that he is the high priest, is chosen, is different from Aaron, but he is also not only gentle, he actually shed tears for us. These are real tears flowing from the eyes with emotional weight, carrying painful memories. These are the tears, not just a theological concept, not just doctrines, not just belief. These are real tears because he understands your tears, because he understands your pain. So yesterday, I attended the Cantonese Sisters Fellowship. This is the fellowship that was formed in 1975. So most of the members in this women's group has been in church for decades. The oldest member is 104. The second oldest is 103. So I was the youngest there. I did not make it to the 90. So they're all seniors. They've been in the church for a long time. So one of the seniors told me that she fell in a store and hurt his hip. And she said she was in such great pain that if she is living in a high-rise apartment, she could jump off the balcony. And I thought she was just exaggerating, but when I think about it, I think it is true. I did hear this from some people who are in great physical pain to a point that they would rather die to suffer the pain. Jesus understands your pain because he suffered for your sins on the cross. He was in great pain before his death. He understands your loneliness. He understands your struggles. He cried. AI can analyze the tears. It can tell you all the elements in your tears. But AI would not cry, shed tears from you. You will never see water coming out from your computer. Except 2 weeks ago when my office was flooded. While I was preaching and then the rain back into my office and then my computer was crying. There's water everywhere. But AI would not shed tears from you. Jesus did. Not only that he shed tears for you, he cried out loud. He wept. He shouted out loud in pain for you. Hear the word loud crying is really meaning crying loud, not just figuratively, not symbolically. He's really crying, shouting out in sadness when we are in trouble. Jesus wept for the death of Lazarus, even though he knows that Lazarus will be resurrected. But he wept because why did Jesus cry? Because the people around, they're all crying. And then when you are in that environment, situation, the people's sadness just overwhelm you. So Jesus wept. Just two simple words. It's one of the shortest in English words in the Bible. In Greek, it's not the shortest. But in English, Jesus wept is the shortest. In Greek, the shortest is, I looked that up as well. But I could not find it here, so let's move on. And Jesus wept for Jerusalem. He mourns for the lost. These are the people who refuse salvation. Jesus wept. He cried for people's unbelief. Jesus lamented the rebellion of Jerusalem, the rebellion of people, Jerusalem. How often I have longed to gather your children together as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, but you were not willing. People were not willing to follow him. Jesus cried for us. Jesus cried over the ones who require healing, that they are sick. Jesus not only healed them, Jesus cried for them. Jesus cried in the Garden of Gethsemane because he knew that the sin of the world that he would have to carry. He was deeply saddened to the point of death because he knows that on the cross, he will bear the sins of the world and suffered greatly. Jesus cried on the cross. Today, I'm sure when Jesus come and visit us in Canada, not to watch the soccer games, but I'm sure Jesus come to Canada today, he will shed tears. He will wept. He will cry out loud for our country. What happened to our country? Not too long ago, when I first came to Canada, it's a law that you have to pray and read the Bible in school. It's not that long ago. But now we know what's happening. We may not be able to speak on the whole Bible. I'm sure Jesus come today, he would cry and shed tears. What happened to this country that I greatly blessed? AI can write articles. AI can compose music. I don't know how to do any of this. AI can chat with you, I know that. Can simulate emotions, can generate images, and can answer theological questions. But he cannot share your pain. He cannot cry out loud. He cannot shed tears for you. And although he was a son, he learned obedience from the things which he suffered. And having been made perfect, he became to all those who obey him the source of eternal salvation. Jesus submit, full submission. Why? Why did Jesus obey and submit? It's not because it's required by God. It's not a mechanical system. It's not because of the policy says so. The Bible prophesied this way. He suffered because he obeyed to death because he loved us. He loves us. Even in pain, he still say, may God's will be done. Jesus obeys because he loves us. God demonstrated his love through him, that Christ died for us when we were still sinners. Jesus did not just download a bunch of data from the computer and tell us what you should do. He walked into our pain. He shared the pain with us. He shed tears for us. There are some church promo, internet church, that why do we need to meet in person? We can do all this online. At one time, I saw a church as an online pastor that they can talk to people online. But I think a real in-person pastor can pray for you, can hold your hand to pray with you, can share your tears, can walk through the shadow of the valley of the shadow of death with you. And when you're weak, an in-person pastor can uplift you. So today, AI can answer many questions, but we need Jesus. Someone who not just a powerful, not just a judge, not just somebody who's high above, but somebody who feels our pain. Somebody can embrace us. Somebody we can attach to. We all want to attach to our earthly father, parents. But we want to even attach more to our heavenly Father, our Creator. It's not only for human. It's also for animal. Last year at this time, a monkey. Talk about animal now. A monkey was born in a zoo in Tokyo, and at the birth, the mother abandoned the baby monkey. they gave him a name, Punch. I think some of you have watched this on the news, on social media. And this poor little baby monkey was abandoned by his mother. We don't know the reason, maybe due to stress. But anyway, and then the zookeeper had to become this surrogate mother to feed this little baby, to care for this baby monkey 24/7. So earlier this year, and then they realized this 6-month-old baby will not survive if the baby live in an artificial environment. And they know that this baby need to assimilate into the community of the other 60 adult monkeys. So they put this baby monkey back in there, but then they found that the other monkeys excluded Punch. And they were really, they always attached to the zookeeper. So they are a bit worried about how this little monkey going to survive, right? So they went and buy a IKEA toy monkey, like the one you saw there, right? And it's a surrogate mother for this baby monkey. And then, interesting, Punch just attached onto this surrogate mother. You can see at the bottom of this photo, it's just hugging, attaching to this fake mother 24/7 almost. And obviously, he become a strange guy, you know, walking around with this mother in a different color and a different shape. So he's being rejected by all the monkey community. You can see he's down there. Even though the keeper was feeding the monkeys, and he is there alone. Actually, if you have watched this, you, especially the girls, I'm sure the tears would come out. It's quite touching, quite sad. So day and night, he's being rejected, and this poor Punch is waiting, trying to open the door to get the zookeeper to come out to hug him. So even though there is a replacement surrogate mother, but the monkey Punch still desire the love from the zookeeper. But in between the feeding time, so Punch have to rely on this artificial mother, this plush toy. And he would go everywhere with this toy when he is alone, when he is trying to get in the community. So when he slept. So if you watch it, it's actually quite sad. A little monkey without a mother. So we know just from watching this that even animal, even a baby monkey, it needs more than just food to survive. Even the baby monkey needs love, needs attachment. And for Punch, this IKEA toy is attachment. And actually, it's nothing new. Way back in the 30s, this is a psychologist, Dr. Harry Harrow. He believed that at that time, the people believed that the reason that a baby attached to the mother is because of physical needs. The mother can provide food, so the baby naturally attached more to the mother than the father. So the father don't have to feel bad because no milk for the baby. So the theory is believed is because of human natural needs and requirement, food to survive. So the baby always attached to the mother. But this psychologist thinks differently. He thinks that when a baby is born, the reason that the baby attached to the mother is not because of food, but because of love and attachment. But how do you prove love? I mean, we all know from the Bible, but as a academia, how do you prove love? So in the 50s and 60s, so he created a lab experiment. So he created two fake female monkey. The one on my left is made of hard wire. It's very cold. It looks kind of a bit ugly as well. And this is represents mother one. It's a fake female monkey. But in the middle, there's a milk bottle. Oh, okay. And on the right, I guess my left, is a velvet shoe monkey made from warm clothes wrapped in very soft velvet. It still looks ugly, but looks more like a monkey. I guess in those days they don't have IKEA monkeys. They can buy one, otherwise he could just buy one rather than make one. But no milk, no food. So they took a few days old monkey, isolated for a few days, and then they put into this room here. So which fake monkey mother do you think the baby, the newborn baby monkey, will go to? You're right. You're right. The monkey went right to the velvet, the one that most comfortable for him. The monkey attached to the cloth mother, but when he's hungry, he knows where the milk is. So he went for the food, and then after that, he, for 17 to 18 hours, almost 100% of the baby monkey they put in there, they all went to this velvet monkey. So his experiment proved that the baby attached to the mother is not because of food, even though the baby needs food to survive, but because of the warmth, the attachment, the love from the mother. So this was quite controversial at the time, and also it brought changes to how parents will raise up their babies in the time after that. The baby monkey clings to the toy because this is a substitute mother. It's an artificial attachment. It's the artificial mother. My topic this morning is AI priest. And I'm not talking about artificial intelligence priest. That's it's not my topic this morning. My AI is artificial imitation priest. That's my message this morning. Artificial imitation priest. This fake attachment. In the world, people will find belonging, find attachment to AI, social media, to computers, to wealth, to money, to career, to family, to children. They put their hope in their children, to their study, careers. This becomes their artificial imitation attachment. They attach to this. They find comfort in this. Like this punch little monkey, he find comfort in this fake mother. He's looking for a mother's love, but he find in this IKEA toy. But for people, we are smarter than the monkey. We won't buy a monkey, a toy at home, but we put our attachment into other artificially created by our, by us, we make that our attachment. We make that our goal. We make that our God. Wealth, career, AI, children. But we are better than that. We are Christians. We know that these are not right, but the pastor had preached enough times about this. We know that we should not attach, put our attachment onto all this earthly, quote unquote, it's not exactly earthly, into these things. We know that we have to serve God. We've been taught when we were young in church that our attachment is to God. So we come to church, we lead worship, we take part in worships, we pray, we go to Sunday school. But we have to be careful, brothers and sisters. Just coming here every Sunday, this process of coming to worship could become your AI priest. If in the worship, you did not find the one that you supposed to worship. So this worship become your AI worship. So when you finish the worship, did you find God this morning? If not, you just think that this morning you have worshiped God, but you have only gone through a worship process. You attend a lot of gathering at church, but did you meet Jesus in every meeting? We are leading worship up here. We all enjoy that, singing, preaching. But through the leading of the worship, do you actually meet the one who you are worshiping? We pray for healing. Every Wednesday, the church has prayer meetings. We always pray for all the ones who are sick in our church. Every Wednesday. And every Wednesday morning in the staff meeting, we always pray for the ones who are sick. But sometimes I have to remind ourselves that we are praying for healing. That's absolutely needed. But sometimes we forget that to pray for the healer. We focus so much on the healing and forget to focus on Christ, the healer himself. We have to be careful being busy religiously doesn't necessarily mean that we have a relationship with Christ himself. So Christ is the true mediator. He is the true high priest. We have to not let these other artificial systems, things, not just the wealth for this, but even our religious attendance, we have to be careful. We do not let them become our AI priest. We have to go through Jesus to find God. A.B. Simpson wrote this, the founder of Alliance. Once it was the blessing that I am seeking, but now it is the Lord himself. Once I sought for healing, now himself alone. Once his gift I wanted, now the giver own. Once the power I wanted, now the mighty one. Let's be careful what we spend our life doing, worshiping, serving. Let not that become a AI priest. That not become our IKEA, just IKEA toy. Let's go through all this and focus our eyes on Christ himself, the one the one he offered up both prayers and supplications with loud crying and tears. The one he learned obedience from the things which he suffered. The one who became to all those who obey him the source of eternal salvation. The sad story about Punch, I skipped that. If you go to the internet, you realize that now Punch is now being accepted. Now he no longer needs this IKEA toy mother. Now he is part of the, now he finds a real monkey to be, that he can be part of the community. Let's reflect ourselves. Today, are you attaching? Is your attachment with God himself or the process? Let us pray. Father God, we come before you. We pray that let all of us be reminded. Let all of us to pray that only you is our only high priest that who understands us. You are the only one that we should attach to, not the process itself. We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.